Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome to Stupidity. Home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Billy, Mikey A., my travels have taken me back to Columbus, Ohio.
I could have sworn you said you were going to be in Connecticut this week. Like, I thought yesterday you told me you were going to be in Connecticut, which I didn't understand how your Big Ten lacrosse tournament would be in Connecticut, but I didn't know that you were in Ohio.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
I mean, we're playing the UConn Huskies.
It sucks.
You were in New York for some reason to go to... I don't understand the stop you needed to make in New York to go to Ohio.
There was originally no stop to New York because I wasn't expecting the Knicks to have a home playoff game this late in the season, okay? I was just going straight from Miami to the Big Ten tournament where Northwestern is the number one seed and they play this evening. I stopped in New York for a Knicks game, and then I came to Columbus, Ohio. So okay. I went to Knicks Heat game two, saw Aaron and Sauce Gardner together, got the biggest ovation of the night. It was amazing. And I was sitting like 10 rows behind Pat Riley and Spike Lee. How about that?
Can we all right, so this is where your stories start unwinding, because it was a surprise to many of us that you were not going to be in after Monday. And then you told everyone that you told Witty, who used to be the EP, who's no longer here to kind of say whether the story is true or not. You said that you told Witty that you're going to be out all week because of the lacrosse tournament. And now you're saying the only reason that you were in New York, you were never planning on being there. The only reason you were there was because of the Knicks game. And that wasn't determined to happen until, I think, like Friday. So... What were you acting? Look, it's just us here. No one's listening, Stugatz. You can be honest with me and Mikey. No one else is listening.
I won't
listening.
Be.
Well, we're here. I'm here in the studio, but no one can hear this studio. So
I don't care who hears it. I originally told Whittingham that I was going away Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Then the weekend is the weekend.
Yeah.
The Big Ten tournament starts today.
Thursday.
It ends on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. So I never told anyone I was off Monday and Tuesday. I worked Monday with Samson. I took off Tuesday. That was the unexpected day.
Yeah.
Tuesday was the unexpected day. You're right. There was an unexpected day there that I couldn't have told Whittingham many, many months ago because I had no idea the Knicks would be playing the Heat on Tuesday. You're right. So I took one additional day off this week.
How was New York?
New York was fantastic.
Yeah. Do you love New York?
You know what he does? You see what he did there, Mikey A? He quickly realizes, all right, maybe Stu is right.
No,
he
I just realized this is a fruitless conversation that's not going to go anywhere. So I've just moved on to something else. And you seem to be getting grumpy about it. So it's like, let's just move on. It doesn't.
I'm not grumpy. I'm just tired, Billy.
The week's done. It already happened. There's no point on dwelling on this. Let's just kind of move on to the next thing. You know what I mean?
I don't like to dwell.
Let's just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
So New York is lovely this time of year?
Well, not in New York anymore, but it was cold and rainy, and the weather was a bit weird for May, got to be honest.
How is the Rat Czar doing? Did you see rats kind of running around the city, or is the Rat Czar doing a good job?
I did not see any rats running around the city. I did not notice a Rat Czar. I did not notice a rat problem. So, no, I have nothing to report on the rats, though.
Well, I think if the Rat Czar is doing a good job, you don't see rats. So if there's no rats, you just assume the Rat Czar is doing her job correctly.
You know what? You're right. It's like if you're a Rat Czar, like it's like being an umpire or an official in an NFL game. You don't want to be noticed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how you know you're doing your job if you're not the story of the actual game. And so I haven't heard anything about the Rat Czar. I haven't seen rats. I haven't seen, you know, it was nice. The city, you know, I was on the Upper East Side. Very nice, very clean.
Hmm.
Had a very good time. Knicks got a victory. I mean,
city that never sleeps.
They did their best to make, who was it? Was it, who was the Heat? Was it Gabe Vincent or was it Martin that the Knicks tried to make look like Michael Jordan? I mean, Jesus Christ. Caleb Martin, that's who it was. When I originally went to that Knicks game, Billy, I wasn't thinking it'd be Caleb Martin versus Josh Hart, okay? I thought I'd get some Jimmy Butler. I thought I'd get a great game. I got a mediocre game at best, but I got a Knicks victory, and that's what I was looking for.
They're testing the fire alarms while we're doing this, in case you hear the beeping and them telling us not to use the elevators. So Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent both had good games, 22 and 21 points. How was your wife's first experience? It's her first time at MSG, right?
She absolutely loved it. Her favorite part of being at Madison Square Garden was she could eat Tao at Madison Square Garden. It's all she cared about. Tao sushi. I mean, amazing. They had lava.
You see your boy Azaria?
You know what? I didn't see Azaria. I know he was there. He wasn't sitting courtside. As these games and rounds continue, Azaria is going to have a harder and harder time getting himself to courtside because courtside was loaded the night I was there. I will tell you this. Spike Lee, a complete distraction. He is doing things that no one should be doing courtside at any game. He's talking to the Knicks players. He's talking to the referees. He's talking to the Heat players. He is a complete distraction. I am tired of Celebrity Row at Madison Square Garden, except when Aaron's sitting there with sauce. That was nice.
Can I ask you guys something? How did Turtle end up with them? Because Turtle was sitting with them in the front row, and we have put in a request to see if we can talk to Jeremy. I guess we shouldn't call him Turtle if he's on the show, right? Actually, you know what? I think he's friends with
Jerry.
Yeah, so we shouldn't call him Jeremy either.
That's
I think he's friends with Amin. We could probably get him through Amin, right? To see what's going on there.
Who, Jerry Ferreira?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Mm.
Yeah, but you say that to Amin, all of a sudden he's on Amin's show and not ours, you know?
Nah, I mean, whatever. If Amin wants to come on, he can join us. Look, just this episode, we had someone come on from, you know, our crew that was on for the first time to help us with an interview that we did that's going to be on this episode.
Yeah, Tony's going to join us for this one.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Jorge Masvidal, my friend. I'm excited for this. What is Masvidal up to, Billy? Do you have any idea?
I do, because we recorded with him already. He is promoting a bare-knuckled MMA league that he has started, I believe, called the Game Bread Bare Knuckle MMA League.
Right.
I don't know if that's
We did it so long ago. I forgot. That's why.
Yeah. It's been a while since you spoke to him, huh?
It's been a while since I spoke to George Masvidal. I do love him, though.
Well, I don't think that it's in this part because it happened after we were done, but he came and he wanted to go to lunch with you because he invited you to the fight to sit courtside, but you are out of town, so you told him you wouldn't be able to make that. And then he said, I just want to get lunch with you one day.
Right, and I'm going to have lunch with him. You want to join me?
Sure. I mean, I'll have lunch. I'll have lunch with anyone. If someone else is paying, I'll have lunch. I don't care.
Masvidal is playing.
I saw Masvidal at High Lie last week. I went to the High Lie game because it was one of my friend's birthday, and he was like fascinated with the idea of High Life being a thing, so he wanted to go
but
to High Life.
You went to High Life on your own? Like, just like it wasn't a promotion? It wasn't anything to do with the show?
No, I'm telling you, like, my friend loved the idea that he could watch High Life somewhere because he's never seen it, so he wanted to go to High Life. So I went with him to High Life. And then I saw that the Sesta Cyclones were playing in it. If I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, my first thought was, oh, crap, I'm going to see a bunch of people from work now. Like, I didn't think that's what I was going to be doing today. No one was there. No one went because I guess the Panthers were playing and the Heat were playing. So everybody was focusing on that. And then I'm looking and I'm sitting there. I swear to God, I'm sitting there and someone walks by and someone just goes, hey, is that Masvidal? And I look, I'm like, yeah, it is. And he like walks out. He's just like him and like one other person. And then they take a picture with this dog that's died like Pikachu that someone like went and handed him. It was a very strange situation. And then maybe 20 minutes later, I'm sitting there and someone else is leaving. You know, there's like a game left. Someone else is leaving. And this person is like super jacked and is wearing like a very thin like white hoodie. But it's like a thin cotton hoodie that's being worn as a shirt. And I'm like, man, that guy's jacked. And then I look and I go, oh, that's Ray Lewis. So at
what?
At this highlight game at Magic City Casino, Ray Lewis, Jorge Masvidal, and just a bunch of other people were there, and no one was bothering any of them because it's just like old people in the area that are trying to gamble on highlight at these games.
Why did you ask Ray to join God Bless Football? Because
it was one of those things where I was like, why would Ray Lewis be at Highlight? That makes absolutely no sense. And then I went home and I started like searching social media and I see, oh, Ray Lewis announced that he is investing in Highlight 2 weeks ago. So, yep, it was Ray Lewis that was there. It was the strangest thing.
Wait, we have to get him on God Bless Football just to talk,
about Highlight.
Can we do this?
Do you know, Stu Gatz, that you were walking around Radio Row and you were referring to yourself, Mikey, I don't know if I told you this. I think I told you this. Stu Gatz was walking around Radio Row referring to himself as the Godfather, and he was telling me how he inspired so many people that were at
Radio Row. A generation is what I said.
Yes, that's you're right. That's exactly the phrase he kept saying. He said, I inspired a generation. I inspired all of these people that are here. Were you aware of this, Mikey?
I was aware that that's how he viewed himself. I wasn't aware that he was literally walking around Radio Row saying that.
Well, he was saying it to me, and I will say that no one else that was there was saying that. Like, I don't think a person came up and said, you inspired me, you inspire this generation. He just kind of took that upon himself, that he inspired a generation. Oh, seems like there's a fire test going on again. Anyways, the reason I mentioned that to you is because you said that we should have Ray Lewis on to talk about Highlight on God Bless Football. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but so there's a large fan following of the show, right? And they have their own podcasts that are kind of like somewhat spin-off of the show, or they'll talk about the show. There's, you know, Lauer After Hours. There's a number of show podcasts. And one of the podcasts, I haven't heard it, but I've seen that it exists, is God Bless Highlight. And it is a weekly breakdown of what is going on in the Highlight League that's down here, I believe, and the Sesta Cyclones in particular. And they will have on some of the Highlight players, and they'll talk to people about how the Highlight team is doing. But God Bless Football spawned a Highlight spinoff that exists. So I'm wondering if Ray would be a better fit for God Bless Football or God Bless Highlight.
It's a great question. I inspired them to do that show.
You inspired
right?
that generation to do
see,
that show.
See, Billy, he's got to go on God Bless Highlight to talk football. He's got to come on God Bless Football to talk Highlight.
So did you we've talked and we've teased.
Go back to the front on, Billy, every night until you see Ray again, okay?
I think he's – look, I mean – I think that he's invested in this. You know what it might be?
He's invested in not being bothered. It's like that, it's such a great place to go if you don't want to be seen and you don't want to be noticed and you don't want to be bothered, you know?
You know what I'm wondering? Can you hear the fire alarm or is it just
yes.
me that hears it? Okay. So
yes.
you know what I'm wondering is if maybe now after like pickleball is having obviously its moment, right? And we spoke to Andy Roddick and Andy Roddick said, oh man, they came to me early and they asked me if I would invest in a team, if I would invest in this league, and I missed the boat on that and now it's taken off and it's a big thing. I wonder if now athletes are looking for like what they view as that next sport that will catch on. And so that they're investing money early in these kind of like niche sports, like hoping that these things will catch on. And I wonder if
they
that's what's going on.
They don't want to pull a Roddick.
Exactly.
They don't
want
to pull erotic. They don't want to miss out.
Ray Lewis was probably listening to that episode of Stupidity where we ask Andy Roddick about the pickle sandwich from Subway. And he thought, you know what? If anyone comes to me with any sport, I'm going to invest in it.
Frisbee golf.
We talked to a disc golf person. This guy, this was like 2 years ago on Mystery Crate. His name was Ryan Wasaki, and his nickname is Saki Bomb. And mm-hmm. Saki Bomb
it's a
had
great nickname.
Saki Bomb had just signed like a, I want to say like a $6 million like disc deal. So he's making millions, and he has like his own signature discs. Because I learned in like doing research and just walking through Dick's Sporting Goods, it's not just like your standard frisbee. There's also Stugatz like regular golf. There's drivers. There's putters.
They're weighted. Like, yes.
Yeah. There's special discs.
The driver goes the furthest. Right.
Special discs for special circumstances.
I played just a few weeks ago with my son. We went to some resort in Maine for spring break. Mm. And they handed my six-year-old son, like, here's your driver, here's your putter, and here's your iron. And he's looking at me like, do I have to throw all three of these, like, every time? And I'm like, yeah, you're probably not as into it as needing three Frisbees that you're giving him.
Yeah.
So Frisbee golf. I'm choking right now.
Are you okay?
No.
Well, you choke like semi-frequently. How does this? Are you still choking now? I feel bad. I'm
unhealthy.
Yeah, but what are you choking on? You just drank water. You're choking on water?
I had a granola bar.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, Mikey. Do you remember who this happened to? That it was like really bad choking. God, it was in the middle of an interview that we were having. It wasn't Jalen Hurts that he choked with, but it was like someone like that. And then he made sure to. Are you okay?
No.
But why do you choke so frequently?
Let's go to Masvidal. Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Guys, we're here with somebody who's been a friend of the show, somebody who has taken his stardom to the next level, who is bringing bare knuckle MMA to South Florida for the first time. George, can you explain to us the difference? George Masvidal with us, by the way, on Stupidity, by the way. This is my first time here.
Congratulations.
It's good to be here. Yeah.
Yes.
George,
not Masvidal's first time here, though.
No, of course not. He's
a
pro.
He was a regular for a while. Yeah.
Stu Gotts on already or what? I can't see him.
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Man, I can't see you, man.
I can see you, though. Okay.
This is some one-way street you got me on, Stu. I wanted to see your pretty face, bro. What's going on,
It's
brother?
Not as pretty as it used to be. I got to be honest. I'm getting old.
Same here, man. What do you mean?
You look good, though, man. You really do. I miss you. I miss you very much. I have said, I'll tell Billy and Tony this, I have said with Jorge Masvidal that In the octagon, Masvidal is a beast. But outside of the octagon, he is such a nice, caring man. I would allow Jorge Masvidal to babysit my children for an entire weekend.
Wow.
That's what a nice person he is. That's how caring he is, how loving he is. You are a sweetheart of a man, and I miss you, sir.
That is like the biggest compliment you could ever give somebody. It's like, hey, I'll let you hang out with my kids. That is like, because I got kids. I know what that's like. So appreciate that, my brother. You've always been so cool to me, Stu. I heard you coming May 5th, right, for the Pure Violence?
What are we doing?
I got the Bare Knuckle Show May 5th at the Florida Panthers Arena. You got VIP. I'm going to have you so close to the cage, you're going to need an umbrella so you don't get blood on you, man.
Okay, I'm in. What's the date? Hold on, I got to check my calendar. May 5th.
I don't think you're going to be
Cinco
here.
Cinco de Mayo,
yeah.
Hold on, let me check the
Cinco
calendar.
Cinco de Mayo, FLA Live. George, talk about us. What's going on? Billy, what's going on with the first time Bare Knuckle MMA is being brought to Florida? Talk to us a little bit about it.
First time it's sanctioned, because the first time MMA was brought to Florida was during the Kimbo days, and then I shortly joined after that.
RIP Kimbo.
And some bare knuckle fights. These are sanctioned, legal, professional, nothing but like a full 360. You know, I started in Miami with my street fighting bare knuckle. Now we bring the bare knuckle back, but it's legal, it's professional, and I got some of the world's best fighters fighting each other, you know, so I couldn't be more stoked, more happy to sit here and bring this to fruition. Now, you know, when I started fighting those backyards, Kimbo was getting, you guys remember, he was getting like 40 million views a fight. You know, it was crazy. Nobody was doing that. There was no R&B star even getting close to like a million back then. You know, YouTube was like Kimbo for a long time. And when he allowed me to go on his platform and compete and be able to showcase my skills to the world, that opened up many, many doors for me. And led to my great career that I had. I want to do the same for other fighters, use my platform to bring all these eyeballs for each one of these fighters that are hungry, whether they're old in the game or new in the game or midway through the game, just guys that are hungry and want to show that grit and determination, get out there and risk it all for the benefits of winning at the highest stakes, you know, which is bare knuckle.
I feel like it being sanctioned is good because you'll make a lot more money, but if it takes away like the feel of danger for me, you know what I mean? Like I
the
feel
backyard
like
novice?
Just don't tell people that it's sanctioned, and then they'll go to FL Live and they'll be like, oh my God, am I supposed to be watching this? You're like, no, it's not sanctioned. You know what I mean?
You want to sell them a forbidden fruit?
Exactly right. You get it. Because here's the thing.
If that's
YouTube,
a lie, then yes.
No, because you were saying the thing about Kimbo, right, and all the views that he got. Man, if Kimbo and you guys were doing your thing now, you guys would make so much money off of the YouTube views that you guys weren't getting back then.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. I mean, even back then, they were clocking crazy views. You know, I remember like looking at a video, random video, 25 million, 30 million, 40 million views. You know, Kimbo's just in some other shit. You know, he could just move the masses. And yeah, I get it. If we did say legal this, illegal that, yeah, you know, yeah. Especially in South Florida, people are paying triple the price.
George, how did it feel like coming from those backyard streets and fighting in those back alleys in Cutler Ridge and Perrine and all those different places to then head basically co-headlining at the AAA? Well, I still call it the AAA, whatever it is now. How does that full circle feel for you?
Amazing, brother. You know, it's crazy because in a big part of me, I started at that Miami-Dade arena to a certain extent. 20 years ago, the UFC came to the Miami-Dade Arena. I was already training since I was 12, 13 years old, getting myself in shape. I more or less understood what the dynamics of fighting would take to get to the next level, you know, which was like train in the morning, some type of recovery, something, and then train again in the afternoon and train again at night or get as many training sessions as I could. So as I was at the UFC and I was taking in all this euphoria because all these guys that I've been watching since I'm like 10, 11 years old are like, walking around me and I'm recognizing faces. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Once that feeling like left and I settled back down to earth and I was able to realize the speed that they were moving, the techniques, the endurance, I made a firm decision that, well, I already knew I always wanted to fight, but that was like, man, I'm going to do this. And one day I'm going to bring the show to Miami. I'll bring this back here to Miami. It took us 20 years, but we brought it back and it's been crazy. This whole ride is I also ended my career there, you know, but it's been like more than 360, you know. Now I get to give back to all these guys that are out there doing the same thing as me, chasing the dream, wanting to fight, wanting to compete on the biggest stages that they can get on. And a lot of these guys, they might be like young in the career, some of them a little bit older, But I pick the guys that have the dog in them. They want to get out there and showcase their skills that are just like me. That it doesn't matter how old they are, what stage in their career they are, they're going to give it their all when they step out there. So, I mean, this is one of the best feelings in the sport I've ever had, period, you know?
Did you know that was going to be your last fight? Like, did you take that fight just to end in Miami, or did you go into it not knowing?
I went into it not knowing. So, you know, I was in sparring. It's always a big indicator of where you're at, you know, but it's not everything. In sparring, I was doing real, real well, but in fight day, game speed, I just didn't feel it no more. Let's say I would have gave my city and my fans the ending they deserved. I knocked this guy out with 5 seconds ago. I still would have retired, you know, because my overall performance just wasn't there. My speed, my reaction wasn't there. And I feel like it's not the same when I was. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Long night, early morning.
Long night.
Cafecito. That's okay, or what
yeah, cafecito. Come on.
Can I get
it?
Cola, please.
Cola, Bustelo, Pilon.
I got my cola. Pilon.
Okay, good.
I like Bustelo too, though. So if they want to hook me up with a sponsorship, I love Bustelo too.
But La llave
too.
La Carreta.
La Carreta is great coffee. Betayas.
Islas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Islas is intense, bro.
Best croquetas, right?
Best croquetas.
Isla?
Best croquetas, Islas. Best fish croquetas in Florida.
Mm. Yeah.
Best minutas as well.
George, you know, what do you think about the Nate Diaz situation?
You know, I feel like you got to protect yourself at all times. And it sucks for the guy that got choked out or whatever, but hopefully he learned his lesson that you can't attack people. Or like, from what I saw in the video, I don't know how the whole video in its entirety, but from the angles that I saw, looked like Nate was like backed up against a wall and this dude ran up on him. And then like, man, you're going to blame a dog for biting? You know, it's what we're trained for. You can't run up on us like that and not expect consequences, you know? So the Jake Paul lookalike, man, sucks that you got your head cracked, but dog, you shouldn't be doing that shit, bro.
Does that still happen to you? Like people still come and try you?
Oh yeah. Not that often, but you know, here and there, you know, and it's like a very, like, oh, hey, bro, you're my favorite fighter. Let me get a picture. You know, and then of course you're like, oh yeah, I got you, bro. Let's go. Boom. You take the pictures and that. And then, you know, maybe like question two, how much do you weigh right now? Oh yeah. I used to wrestle in high school. You know, I would like to talk to you. I would
at
like
sunset. To talk. You used to wrestle at Sunset.
Yeah. And then, you know, eventually it leads at like, you want to spar? Like, bro, I'm the wrong guy to ask that to, you know?
Sounds like you, Tony.
That's kind
of. No, I'd have the respect for George. Come on. That's crazy. I would never say to George I could beat him up ever. Playing basketball is a different story.
Careful.
Oh, yeah. Basketball, I'll get. They just invited me like to some celebrity game. I'm like, I can't do that, man. Horrible at basketball.
Are you going to miss it? Are you going to miss being in the octagon, fighting? Are you going to miss any of it?
All of it, man. All of it. You know, for 20 years, it's all I did. All I know, just to get ready for fights and preparing is a big part of my lifestyle. That's why I'll never stop training. I always train, maybe not that intensity where I'm just drained and all I have in these training and that's it, but I always train once or twice a day just because I need that endorphin release, the adrenaline pumping through me, the testosterone boosting, all that stuff that happens when you work out. I'll always be working out. And as far as missing it, yeah, I'll never say that I'll never come back, you know, because this is my first and only love. This is the only woman I've been able to be loyal to and faithfully married to is MMA. And for these last 20 years, it was the biggest roller coaster adventure of my life. So will I be back? I don't know. You know, I don't ever discount it, you know, but for right now, I just because of my reflexes and things like that and how I've been feeling, I'm like, it's time to call it, you know?
Do you see yourself ever doing one of those celebrity fights where like you get like a Jake Paul or one of those and you get into a match with them? If the money's right, because I feel like you could make a ton of money doing that.
You know, a lot of times I feel like that too. But then when I do like the analytics and what these like TikTokers are selling, and shit, I'm like, get the f*** out of here, bro. And I'm the A+ and then some side, you know, and these guys are, a lot of these guys, these numbers are like, the f*** out of here, bro. You know, it's not, I wouldn't make money fighting a lot of these dudes. So I can't say that I'd fight any one of them in particular unless, right?
Mm.
And Stu, your boy, you know, your boy charges, and I'm a nice guy and all, but you know, I charge nice check when I get in that. Right. They gotta pay me, bro. They gotta pay my ass, bro.
I know they do. Yeah.
How much? What? Like, how much are we thinking? What's a good amount?
Billy zeros is what we're talking about.
How many zeros? Yeah.
Seven figures minimum.
Seven figures minimum.
That's the minimum, and that's with the back end deal. You know, if we get a little bit more of this and that, you know, it's different. But I love fighting, man, and I love money, so I can't ever rule out that I'll be back.
Are you hoping to do with this, with the bare knuckle MMA, like what De La Hoya does with boxing? Like, this is going to be where you get the real money? Or are you just doing it to give opportunities?
Combination of things. I'm also a businessman. I want to turn this into a business 10, 15 years from now. We'll see where we're at. But for right now, just build that platform, give fighters another way to showcase their abilities, their strength, and make money while doing it, you know? And then I'm going to build a great brand. I'm going to build a great business that people are going to love and take it from there.
George, what's it feel like when the reflexes aren't the same, when you know you're not as good as you once were? What does that feel like for you?
Sometimes I just want to, like, cry in the shower. I'm not even going to lie. I just want to get in the fetal position and cry in the shower, you know? I'm not as manly as I used to be. But, you know, when I was 34, man, huge difference, and I was eating in the gym, like right around like 36, the reflex started taking a dip, and I would see it in the sparring sessions more, like, oh, I got tagged a lot more than I usually do today. And then that kind of started becoming like more of a thing when I never used to get hit. Like, in practice, I have very good defense, and it's just not the same, and it's like, you know.
What if Kevin Holland comes asking for the BMF belt, though?
You gotta be a bad motherfucker to fight for the BMF, and he's a because he talks a lot of shit, but when he see me like one-on-one, no security, no cameras, he's like either trying to best friend me up or he's like immediately exiting the place. But when he sees me with five security guards, get the fuck out of here, bro. You're only doing that just five, six security guards on me, and I'm on UFC premise. Because when I've seen you at other places, you've never had any of that. Never. Never. He is sweet as Kool-Aid when security ain't around. Now, all of a sudden, you're a tough guy, you're a bad guy. I mean, you know, I'm retired, but that dude knows, you know, on the streets, allegedly, he can get the f***ing brake speed out of him. Allegedly.
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 The word allegedly.
Super important.
Super important and super necessary.
You got emotional before when I asked you about the reflexes going and not being as good as you once were, but have you been able to sit down since you've announced your retirement and find some perspective where, like, holy shit, man, I can't believe I accomplished all this? Because you should. You should be proud of yourself, George.
To a certain extent, Stu, yes. You know, on like, you know, I made myself a household name, which opened up many, many other doors. I made a lot of money that, you know, I could take care of my family, my kids. We don't have to worry about a lot of shit. Great people I got to meet, the journey, the experience, places I got to travel, food I got to eat. Crazy. I love it. Best job, best life in the world.
You need Belong, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, bro.
No, my handlers are losing their mind, bro. And I didn't even stay out late or nothing like that. Just, you know. But on another side of it, no. I'm very like, you know, damn, I had a lot of talent, man. And I could have gone further. And, you know, hindsight is 20/20, right? So now I think about times that my coach had told me don't do this or don't do that, or just lifestyle choices that they were poor and didn't lead to the best outcomes in the fight. And it was, you know, like little things, you know. And now I look back and I'm like, hey, you know, maybe because my ego's no longer so involved in it, I was able to see all these things that I did that weren't truly the best or even necessary, you know. So like a big part of me is like I could have done a lot more as far as accomplishing goals and a lot of split decisions that I lost fighting in hometowns of dudes that I could have knocked those guys out, you know. It's not that it's mixed with regret, but it's a lot of I felt like I could have done more.
George Masvidal, the one and only, and he's bringing bare knuckle MMA sanctioned. We'll add that sanctioned, but unsanctioned if you want to sell it.
Yeah.
To the FLA Live Arena, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, out there for Todo Hispano, getting out there, bare knuckle MMA. George, promote that thing one more time on the way out.
Oh, and as well for my Hispanos, I got Jacob Forever performing. I'm not even lying. Right after the fight, my boy's going to grab that mic and rip that shit in half. We got a stacked card. We got, you guys know, Big Country Roy Nelson, 23 wins, 19 by stoppage, 16 by KO. We got Dylan Kleckler, 10-0 as an amateur with 10 knockouts. 11-1 as a pro with 10 knockouts. You already know what that fight's going to be like. We got Emiliano Sordi from Argentina, the ex-PFL light heavyweight champion, versus Marcus Perez. Marcus is a kung fu legend from Brazil that turned to MMA, made it all the way to the UFC, and now is competing bare knuckle. He's down to hit these chops on the neck and see what type of crazy f- he get himself into. And Sordi's a PFL champion. That's a banger, a stand-up guy, loves to f- throw down. You know, we got Jamal Tatum, heavyweight, undefeated, only been to one decision his whole career, versus Carl Semenuttafa, which is 12-4, 9 wins by KO. Like, these guys come to bang, you know? And something also that I like, I'm very interested in when I'm recruiting the fighters and stuff, is I want to make sure these guys are game. You know, they're like a dog. They're getting after it. They're going to give it all they got, and they're going to fight for theirs, you know? So that's something that each one of these guys on the card brings. You got Anthony Njupuani versus James Freeman. Anthony was in the WC, UFC. This guy's a stand-up beast, a laser of a marksman. Sharp as can be, flying knees, elbows, kick, punches, anything you can think of. This guy's throwing it out there, just a f-ing wild man. This is going to be another barn burner. Great match. And people are also going to see the risk to reward in MMA fight, in bare knuckle fighting. You know, you don't want to land shots here. You got to be a little bit more precise with your shots and where they land. You don't want to f up your hand and stuff like that, you know. Also, the submissions are a little bit easier to cinch in. So I feel like a lot of grapplers are going to be making that transition over to bare knuckle pretty soon, you know.
So you got its cage side, right?
You guys are going to be so – bring your raincoat and umbrella unless you want blood on you. Then you know
it's going to be raining blood there.
It's going to be bloody, man. Everybody thinks I'm joking until I have them cage side, and they're like, holy smokes, you weren't joking.
And then Jacob forever.
And then Jacob forever after.
Forever right after.
In the bloody ring.
I got bad news for you. I have to be somewhere on that day.
Oh this guy.
I got this guy,
George, come on.
George, you'll understand this because you love me and you love my family. It's my daughter. She's in the big – she plays lacrosse at Northwestern. The Big Ten tournament is the same day. I got to go watch her, man. I got to fly to Chicago.
You got to go, bro.
Thank you.
That's
thank
first. You. But you're going to be at the next one.
Mm-hmm. I will be at the next one. Yeah, what is the next one?
We're planning it. We're right after May 5th. We'll come up with detailed planning of when, where, and who will be headlining it. So maybe like in a week or two, I'll come back on here and break the card with you guys, let you guys know exactly what we're doing.
Okay, done. Let's try to do it outside of lacrosse season if we can, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, George.
I miss you, dude. Love you, man. Hey,
but the rest of you come pull up, man. Don't give me no excuses that you got your abuelas quinces or what the f***. It seems to me all of you were going to be trashed drinking tequila anyways at some bar picking fights. You might as well come pick those fights and get trashed at my fights, you know?
Yeah.
Don't even start.
Georgie, I'm going with Juice, so you know I'm already set up.
Let's go.
I told them it's their obligation to go because I can't make it.
Because
you know I'd be there if I could be there.
No, you guys come. You guys come. We're going to have a good time, man.
All right. Good luck with it, man. I miss you, and I'll definitely be at the next one, okay? Especially if you're going to have them this close to my house. I mean.
Let me know when you're back in town so we get lunch or something, Stu.
I would love that. Yes.
God bless everybody. Thank you guys always for having me on, man. Miami, what's up?
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.